Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to the latest felony charges against him. He was arraigned in federal court in Washington, D.C. today. The indictment mentions a number of people and events in Wisconsin linked to Trump's alleged conspiracy to steal the 2020 election. But State Attorney General Josh Call won't say if he's working on his own investigation.
I know that the federal government not only has announced that it was investigating this issue, but now there have been charges against Donald Trump. I fully support that effort and think it's vital that people who committed crimes to attempt to overturn the results of the election are held accountable.
Trump's next hearing is on the 28th. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin tonight. She's raising money at campaign events in Milwaukee. Earlier today, she talked up the Biden administration's economic plan at a factory in Pleasant Prairie.
Bidenomics is working. It's working. Since we took office, we have created more than 13 million jobs. That's more jobs created in 2.5 years than any administration has created in 4.
Harris announced an agreement with Nokia to make specialized electronics for broadband. The Biden administration is working to blanket the country with higher speed internet service. Critics are speaking out against the decision to fire former state courts director Randy Koshnick. Terry Bell reports.
Wisconsin Chief Justice Annette Zeigler says the Supreme Court's new liberal majority made the move without regard for the Constitution, case law, or Supreme Court rules. The Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says the decision is, quote, deeply troubling. In a letter to the State Journal, President Bill Leaders says the court's 4 liberals need to explain their reasons publicly. So far, they haven't said why. Koshnick was director of the state court system since he was appointed in 2017. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The FBI is joining the search for a missing teenager from Reedsburg. No one's seen 13-year-old James Yablonsky since he ran away from his home in June. In a new development today, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office says it looked at Yablonsky's internet searches. Detectives say he was looking for ways to travel out of state before he went missing. The boy's family is offering a cash reward for his return. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will expand beer sales to the general public at the Kohl Center and Laban Arena starting this season. That used to be reserved for suites and club seats only. The State Journal reports there's no plan yet to expand beer sales for football games at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today in West Allis. It's the 72nd annual fair and will run through Sunday, August 13th. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Mad Radio WMDX, I'm Luke Mathers. Here's what you need to know in the Madison area. The state's highest court has its first case only one day after the...
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wildwood Park and Zoo is celebrating their centennial party this Sunday, August 6th, from 11 to 2. Wenzel's Farm donated brats and hot dogs to celebrate 100 years for the park and zoo. You can stop down at Wildwood Park for a free bite to eat, bounce houses, balloon animals, face painting, butterfly release, yard games, live music, and more. That's this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield. The KB Willett Ice Arena is teaming up with UWSP men and women's hockey programs to offer a youth hockey camp this fall. The 8 1-hour training sessions will take place between September 18th and October 12th. Young players will learn how to incorporate hockey skills like shooting, stick handling, and offensive and defensive concepts along with skating. Registration is open now and limited to 40 kids per group. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Bucks. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field for the start of a 4-game series. Milwaukee making several roster changes today after trading for 5 players over the weekend. Lefty Andrew Chafin, brought in from Arizona, has been added to the bullpen. Third baseman Brian Anderson is back off the 10-day IL after that wild throw by Andrew Monasterios in the loss to Washington yesterday. To make room, right-hand pitcher Trevor Megill and infielder Abraham Toro were option to Nashville. Bryce Turan has been holding down the fort at second base and is improving at the plate. He had two singles, two RBI, and two runs scored in the win Tuesday night.
We've been working really hard and staying focused, having quality at bats, and just trying to help the team win and keep playing hard, keep working hard. And our pitchers, our offense, our defense, it's fun to play with. These guys are awesome. Man, it's a great time. It's fun to watch.
Turan has decided to change his jersey number from 0 to number 2, now available after Luis Urias was traded to the Red Sox. Adrian Hauser on the mound tonight for the Crew against the Pirates right-hander Mitch Keller. The game is on Fox. First pitch at 6:15. The NFL preseason kicks off tonight in Canton with the Hall of Fame game between the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. Wisconsin's Joe Thomas, who played 11 seasons for the Browns, one of 9 inductees this weekend. A big day at Packers training camp for number 39 second-year running back Tyler Goodson out of Iowa, who scored on a runaway touchdown carry and also had a big reception at the goal line.
Everything kind of went my way today.
It was the first time so far in camp the offense beat the defense in the competition period. How did it feel to finally see the defense doing up-downs at the end of practice?
It felt good. It felt good, especially after practice. You'd be tired. You don't want to do no up-downs, especially after a two-hour practice, long hot practice like this. So it felt good. We just got to keep stacking days and keep competing against those guys on the opposite side.
That's Packers running back Tyler Goodson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. It's almost Friday up in here, Dom. And it is Arraignment Day 3.0 for the former president.
Oh, it's just another day in the life, man. You know, another day. Former President Trump gets indicted. Another day gets in arraigned. Another day says some stupid stuff. I mean, here we go again.
Arraignment Day 4.0, I hear, could be imminent, Tom.
Imminent. It's coming imminent.
Don't they have blockades up in Fulton County? Drop the indictments already.
Yeah, I think they put them up a week ago today.
Let's just see the indictments. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Plenty of people got opinions today. And you know what opinions are like, Dom. 844.
Look, elbows. Everybody's got one.
967-2789. New name, Cameron from Nina. Welcome, Cameron. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cameron.
Hey. So I'm from Nina, but I have lived out of state before, but I thought I could offer a unique perspective being a millennial. And I mean, how many millennials generally listen to the radio?
When you say millennial, just popular. Cameron, for an old guy like me, when you say millennial, give us like an age range.
27 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
All right, right. Happy
Dom
birthday.
Will buy you one. Thank if you, you. If you show up at a party. I think he's going to be in his sister's in Appleton this weekend.
No,
millennials, I believe, are between 25 and 40 years old, Michael. Sorry, go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's true. So being on the lower end of, or the younger end of the millennial group, there's also the Zoomers, right, or Gen Z. And when we hear the stuff about the indictments and the court hearings for either side, especially the Hunter Biden one, I don't think anyone in my age range genuinely cares. We see it and go, okay, but we still can't buy a house. And that's all we can think about is we can't buy a house. We like, oh, Kamala Harris made a whole bunch of jobs with her plans going forward. Cool. I still can't buy a house. I think that this next election cycle is going to be really different now too, because with all these people, I don't know, you have everyone working from home now and they're able to see this stuff with all this extra time on their hands without feeling guilty for having that extra tab open at work. They're going to be able to go vote more easily now. And I don't even know what the chances are of getting what we want out of this being, well, I'm left leaning, but
Well, Cameron, let me ask you, as a millennial, I'll just say as an older millennial, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice. Maybe I'm a cusp millennial. Right. You know what I'm saying, Cameron? Top cusp.
Yeah.
I was more of a Bernie populist guy. And what I loved about Bernie Sanders, he talked about the economy first. He talked about kitchen table issues constantly. And you talk about not being able to buy a house. I mean, I've got a 29-year-old daughter. I've got a kid, you know, sophomore in college, trying to help him pay for tuition. Got another one's going to be joining him there soon. And I would get it, man. You know, I wouldn't give a damn about politics either if I couldn't afford the things that I wanted to have in life. Let's say, like, a shelter over my head or food in my belly. That would be a difficult thing. And the economy is a big deal. And I think sometimes, and I'm not part of the, Democratic or Republican Party establishment. Neither party would have me, Cameron. But here's what I would say. I don't think either party is talking to kids that can't afford a house. I don't know what policies are being put forth. You know, hating Bud Light and trans people. That's the Republican policy, social wedge issues. And then the Democratic Party policy, I'm not sure what it is. It's we're not Donald Trump. Let's put that guy in prison. But I'm not sure what we do for middle America.
Crudy, I get your point. But I would also suggest that there are some policy things. You talk about the student loan issue as well. Abortion is a big issue, Cameron. And I get it. And when I was your age, man, I wasn't dialed in either. I mean, I the fact that you're even listening, going to be 27 tomorrow, you're way ahead of where I was when I was your age. I was keeping my head down and doing my own thing. It's like you, man, trying to earn a living, trying to get through the day. Here's what I would tell my younger self now, Cameron. The politics do matter because those policy issues, things don't change overnight. And our government is representative. And so if we are not dialed in, if we don't you know, expose ourselves to what is going on all spectrums, and again, granted, man, that takes a lot of time. It takes time and energy. A lot of people don't have that motivation, time, or energy to do that, Cameron. But it takes that, and that's what you need to do, and you got to sift through it. Because the longer-term implications are, if you have a corrupt government, if you have a corrupt state, local, or federal government, that doesn't bode well for our future. You know what I'm saying? So when we see these kinds of things and we see the hypocrisy and the lies, come on. I mean, everyone should have a your age, Cameron. You should be refining your BS meter. And when you see it, your ears should perk up. When you feel it and you smell it and you know what's happening, you're probably right. So it is a commitment. Representative government does not end, does not stop. It continues on. And it's a constant struggle, a constant push between all sorts of forces and motivations and experiences. And what people bring to the table is different for everybody. So find, if I could suggest something, find what drives you in that regard. Listen to some of the things that people are saying. Because I don't think at this point, Cameron, it's a both sides issue. I think maybe perhaps at one point it was. I think what we witnessed over the last 10 years or 8 years, 6 years, is entirely different than what was going on, I think, in government prior to Cameron.
Cameron, when we started doing this little radio product, I think you were probably just getting out of middle school then. Don was sort of a Republican reactionary libertarian. The only thing he was liberal on was drug policy.
And sex policy. I'm sorry, Cameron, you go.
No, it's okay. I think I should give more context then, because I think I agree with you. So any of the other millennials that somehow are listening to this or Zoomers that are listening to this, give some of this stuff a little bit more of a chance. I actually have worked in government for, I think I'm near 9 years.
9 years of 27,
health
man?
Department.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, I know. It was right away. That I ended up working for it. And then I watched every single hour of the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
Every single hour. And it's just over and over back and forth for years. It's just both sides trying to find the thing and the side to piss off the other. And I don't think that it's been lucrative of our time. So when you mentioned Bernie Sanders, it's like, yeah, that was the one time that I felt, well, sometimes AOC too, but one of the few times that I've seen a political leader who stayed consistent and didn't seem like a snake lizard person underneath the zipper.
No, 40 years. Birdie never changed his message in 40 years. It was always about you, not him. I admire that about Bernie Sanders. I still admire the man greatly. And, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, perhaps, to run for president again. But I think there is a populist out there. I think there is someone like Bernie. There is a next generation. I don't know where it's going to come from, Cameron, but maybe it's a young guy like you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Go run for something, dude.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Start your local levels. Poke around your village, your state, your county. See what's going on.
Not real happy with the congressman from your neck of the woods. Yeah. You and Glenn Grothman's district, right, Cameron?
I believe so. Yeah,
I believe so too. I'd be looking at putting a congressional campaign together, sir. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, man. Keep listening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's good stuff.
We have been on like nearly half of Cameron's life, Dom.
That's hard to believe. I'm still Cameron's age.
844-967-2789. Gary's owed us drinks for like half of Cameron's life. Gary, welcome back. Hey, you ever buy us those drinks? Didn't you promise us drinks this year?
I think he did. He totally did.
You guys, you got to get a life. Crying out loud. I'll take you guys out, but you guys got to buy your own drinks. I'll pay for the food.
Okay, we're back. We're back to this notion.
I thought he had actually had.
I'll see you at Ruth Chris tomorrow night about 6, Gary.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right. So, isn't the law written that the people in power are allowed to draw the gerrymandering models, right? Or the maps. Okay, when the Democrats were in power, they get to do them. So the Potosavics, I'm just wondering that when she was running, she said that she's going to basically throw this all out.
She said the maps were rigged. She didn't state what she would do about it. Depends on what lawsuits. Okay, well, but I think we get the implication.
You. Yeah. Okay. So she's going to probably have to rescue herself from voting on this and the abortion issue.
Wait,
why? Because she went out there and said how she feels.
Well, I mean, so you can't. So hang on, be clear on this, Gary. So judges can't say how they feel about things.
They're not allowed to have opinions or something. What about the First Amendment, Gary? Gary, you're not going to convince us. She's not going to recuse, Gary. You can advocate for it, just like Alito's never going to recuse, and Clarence Thomas, and hell, Prosser here in the state of Wisconsin took millions of dollars from litigants before the court, Gary. And you know why he didn't recuse? Because it'd been more than a year. And he felt like that was a sufficient time. You know, like after a year, he does like a moral reset each and every year, Prosser. I mean, Gary, nobody's recusing because you're asking.
I'm just saying that it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court, and they're going to rule because they ruled in the past that the person in power is allowed to write the maps.
You know what, Gary? The U.S. Supreme Court has made a couple of recent rulings which suggest they may not want to wander in again. Because if you'll recall, they did what? There was the North Carolina case. There was an Alabama voting rights case.
Yep.
There have been some recent rulings that might suggest, Gary, that you know the U.S. Supreme Court has kind of laid their line in the sand. And this might be a, let's call it a states' rights issue. It's stinging a little that you don't have the courts anymore, isn't it, Gary? It's going to sting a lot. This one's going to hurt for a few years. You're going to feel this one, Gary. Come back. More Devils.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all 7 continents with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credits.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 62. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part of this fine broadcast at 844-967-2789.
You know, some of the audience make it a better broadcast. Cameron already getting some love from the texters. And then there's others like Gary.
Yeah.
And I see CJ down the queue. You might have called first, CJ, but you're down the queue. Trust me. 844-967-2789. Let's make sure we move CJ farther down the queue. Jake from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Cameron. I just want to say, like, I've been political all my life. I think you've been political, and it's not easy to care. But the thing is I'm going to tell you this from my point of view, is that there are two types of politicians. There's dividers and not dividers, right? Now, don't even think about the money part. The dividers are the politicians that are the bad ones. And it's pretty simple. So people who want to split things up are the ones, it could be segregation, whatever, those are the ones that are the bad politicians.
Jake, give us examples of who you would admire that bring us together. Who are the real leaders? Who do you admire?
Bernie Sanders is a real leader. I would have to say, and I was skeptical too, because I'm way far left, but Biden has done a really good job, actually. He stands up for what he believes in. And the thing is, you know, more people who aren't way, way far right Republican, who actually have a backbone and a spine, you know, that's what they need to do. They need to fight. Like, heck, even Tony Evers, man, like the last going through, maybe he was playing a rope-a-dope game, but man, I like the pissed off old man Tony Evers that probably dislikes you more than he likes Robin Voss, but you know, that's your thing with him. But anyways, that's what I like. And they're fighting.
I inspire Tony Evers' passion, Jake.
Public servants. Yeah, you do.
But that's a way to put it.
I want to say this too. There is starting to be hard right wing Trump supporter payback starting in Minocqua Brewing, which I'm sure you guys know. And I haven't heard anything on the station yet regarding Kurt and Minocqua Brewing and them getting their license revoked by three city board people. That was it there. So I was wondering if this is just the beginning, because Gary, obviously, he was ready to cry, and I'm sure CJ will probably yell. But retribution is coming, and this is the first salvo of it, and we're going to see it for a long time.
Well,
they've been ruling for a long time.
Jake, I appreciate you listening to us. People have encouraged us to say something about the circumstance at the Minocqua Brewing Company. They have been put effectively out of business. They've had their business permit withdrawn by Oneida County, which is where Minocqua is. And I watched the public hearing. I watched it on the live stream. I believe I watched most of it. And I would say there was a litany of offenses laid out. And if you want to be fair, you know what I mean? If you want to be fair, if you sit in my chair, if you stand in front of this microphone like Dom and I do, you got to be fair. And I would say that Kirk brought most of this on himself. And that as I hear the city lay out the multiple infractions and letters he sent them saying, I'm going to throw a festival and I'm not going to bother to get a permit because I don't think you'd grant it. So send the fine down to the shop. There was a lot of correspondence between Kirk and the community of that nature. Just, I'm flouting your ordinances. And they listed off the number of ordinance violations. Now, the fact that someone in the community is going by every day to count the people drinking beer out in front of the Minocqua Brewing Company, well, clearly, somebody might have had an axe to grind for Kirk Bangstad. But Kirk absolutely gave them all the evidence they needed, flouted the ordinances, and gave them every excuse they possibly needed to shut them down. So I am sympathetic. As a small business owner, I'm sympathetic. But if I sat here and I was selling beer out in front of my shop, they would shut me down. They would not permit me to do that. That's not a permitted use of my radio station. He effectively can't go sell beer in his front yard and not expect the community to have some sort of reaction to that if that's not a permitted use of his property. And it was not. So I'm sorry, Kirk, you've created some hurdles and, you know, he's created some quagmires and I'm sympathetic, man. I don't wish the guy ill. But I think sometimes he creates some of this friction of his own volition.
Yeah. Coming from Crudy, who knows something about creating friction of his own volition. I believe what you think, Crudy. I hear you, brother.
I would say perhaps differently motivated. I'm not saying we're such different human beings, Kirk and I.
Right, yeah.
I'm just saying perhaps differently motivated. Less financial upside for me to stir the pot. I do it for fun and no profit. I'm doing it. I'm like a pot stirring slut here. I'm doing it for free. I'm giving it away. You know, others might get paid for it. I just don't, Dom. I just in it for the love.
You're not a slut. You just love, Curdy.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We love you. Our fair audience, join us, 844-967-2789. Well, not you so much, CJ, but the rest of you. Love you quite a bit.
You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct, then at 4, The Devil's Advocates, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Celebrate and support the Grand Rapids Fire Department during their celebration on Saturday, August 5th from 4 to 11 p.m. Head out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South for some great food and drink along with awesome live music, including Chase Quinches from 4 to 7 and Star 6-9 from 7 to 11. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for the 102nd Annual St. Philip Church Picnic, full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles, Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mass begins at 10 at the church, followed by activities on the grounds. The event is located at 6957 Grotto Avenue in Rudolph.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Devil's Advocates! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. And you'll be happy to know we're going to give away some Brewers tickets in the next half an hour. All you do is call, tell our man Luke you want a pair of Brewers tickets, or up to four. We'll see how it goes. And CJ, you won't be winning the tickets. I feel quite qualified to say you will not win the tickets today, sir. But everybody else is eligible at 844-967-2789. Actually, I'll give CJ one chance. Where is he? I'm going to give you one chance, CJ, to win some tickets. What number am I thinking of between 1 and a billion.
Like the t-shirt I won, number one.
Number one.
You know, I was thinking of three. You were so close.
Oh, man. Better luck next time, CJ.
Yeah. That's all right. I got
Hey, man, what do you got? Hey, happy third Trump indictment day. How you feeling today, CJ?
Well, as I listen to Cameron, he's a smart guy, and he watched the impeachment trials, and I'm sure he saw our wonderful Congressman Tom Tiffany summarize it. And Dom, you said something early in the
show. No one's ever called Tom Tiffany wonderful, not even his own wife.
You told Cameron that things don't change overnight. Well, unless you're Joe Biden, they do, because on day one, he caused these high interest rates, Cameron, that you can't afford a house.
Oh, CJ, how did Joe Biden cause high interest rates?
Well, the $1.8 trillion that Larry Summers said.
Well, that was almost the identical number of the Trump tax cuts, like $1.8, $1.9 trillion.
Yeah, I think it was more than over 10 years.
Exactly,
but
right.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But what I asked you about is how are you feeling about Trump's indictment today? Let's talk about Donald Trump. I mean, you're president, dude. The guy you voted for was indicted for a third time, this time specifically on four charges. Four charges, man. To deprive people the right to vote? Come on, man. You're okay? Tell me what you think about Donald Trump right now, CJ.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a fair trial in Washington, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you think?
How about the one in Florida?
If you were on that jury, CJ, how would you see it?
I would love to just continue to incite Cameron to listen to Tom Tiffany.
Okay, but I would like you to answer my question. I'll give you one more shot because, you know, you're the conservative, you know, you're the foil here right now. And well, you have an opportunity to talk to the world.
That's terrible advice. Listen to Tom Tiffany about, never do that. The man's out there flirting with a run for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
No, he said he's not doing that.
I know. All he was trying to do was squeeze a couple nickels, man. Try to get people to throw some money in his campaign coffers because even the Republican base find him unappealing, Dom. The man's got no money. Do not listen to the advice of Tom Tiffany,
or CJ. But CJ, I want to give you an opportunity. Today was the third time your president has been, your former president,
arraigned,
been indicted. Arraigned. Thank you, Michael. Arraigned. And certainly more indictments and arraignments to come. But specifically on today, on the charges, the accusations on the January 6th insurrection, the coup, the sedition that happened, CJ. If you were on that jury as it stands right now, what do you think? How would you vote and why?
Right off the bat, when he says, go in peace, not guilty. He said it. You guys won't play it. He said, go in peace.
Okay, but he's not being indicted for his speech. CJ, you understand that, right? He's not being indicted for his speech. There's nothing in this indictment about his free speech, right? It's his actions. What about the actions, CJ?
No, the conspiring.
No, it's not. It's about freedom of speech, guys.
Well, no, it's not. Literally, dude. I mean, read it. It's only 45 pages. You know, jump on the internet, do a search. You can find it. Read it. It's pretty easy reading. Wisconsin's mentioned prolifically in it, probably 29 times. On page 20, you can get to the specifics here in Wisconsin. But it's not about his free speech, man.
But you know, right-wing talk radio is telling people that it is. And that's as CJ gets, because he's not self-informing. He alternates between civic media and whatever right-wing talk radio is spouting. And what they were spouting effectively yesterday was a defense of Donald Trump. Well, these are just him out here saying First Amendment things, lying about the outcome of the election. And how could it possibly be fraud? Because, you know, what's the financial upside? Setting aside the $250 million he raised on the whole premise of rigged election, stop the steal, right? So anyways, right-wing talk radio is where CJ is getting these noble thoughts from. Because they're out there giving a prior legal defense, you know, the pre-excuse for why this is all okay conduct.
If Donald Trump walks into that and he and his attorneys walk into this particular case and try to rest their defense on free speech, they're going to lose.
Well, they're going to lose either way, Dom, because there's overwhelming evidence. That's why he was indicted four additional times. That's on top of the Mar-a-Lago.
Not by Merrick Garland, not by Jack Smith, certainly not by Joe Biden, by a grand jury of citizens called to duty.
Oh, he already covered that. A D.C. grand jury. Because they're not citizens
in D.C.
You know, they don't have statehood, Dom. They're like people without a state or a country. They don't even count those D.C. people.
Do we have some sound, Luke, of the former, the president? I believe you said we have some. Let's, of course, today, the arraignment. There's so many legal terms with this guy. I don't know which one we're talking about.
He's been indicted thrice, and now he's been arraigned thrice.
But he's also been convicted or at least found civilly guilty for what?
Rape, sexual battery.
Abuse, and of course, what he the Donald Trump. I mean, come
and
on,
defamation, of course.
Oh, right. Okay. And he's going back to trial for that. And then the fraud trial with the Trump Organization and Tish James, a New York attorney general. That's in October. That's also a civil case.
I can understand why Gary would think we're just piling on, like all these Democratic prosecutors are jumping off the top turnbuckle to take their crack at the man while he's down. But he's been cribbling and grifting his whole adult life. And Accountability Day has finally caught up with the man. And you know, if you're used to getting off of anything, if there's no accountability, and of course, what Trump did is Trump gave permission to his followers. There was not going to be any more accountability for their racism, for their bad behaviors. He gave them permission to act in that way as well. So you could see where some would be resistant to giving back that, let's call it, freedom, Dom. They've been emboldened by the man.
And that in and of itself is not criminal. But if you engage in a seditious conspiracy to overturn the government and, you know, throw away my vote and everyone else's vote because you didn't like the outcome of the election, you know, that sucks. I didn't like the outcome of the 2016 election. You know what I didn't do? Wipe crap all over the Capitol.
Do we have sound of Trump? Trump?
Yes.
The crap inspirer in chief. I don't know which one we're up to, but Luke, let's play it for the man. Donald Trump, here's your guy, CJ.
This is a very sad day for America.
Yeah. Is there more? I hear there might be more.
Persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
To me, it was never supposed. I was never supposed to be held accountable, is what he's really saying.
But of course, you know, just because he happens to be running for president and mega GOP Republicans, are you kidding me? Really? Thrice and dice? Does it take four or five? I'm just wondering. I mean, he's got a right. He's got a right. You know, innocent until proven guilty, and all that. He's already been proven guilty of some things. But you're going to hang your hat on. This is a guy, Donald Trump. It's a very sad day.
Now,
what? Sad day that justice is being done? A sad day that you submitted yourself and were in custody of the federal government, of the very government that you and your seditious conspirators tried to overthrow? It is a gorgeous, glorious day in the United States of America. I'm feeling like a true patriot today.
Call it Jack Smith Day up in here. You know who else is kind of finding their cojones, Dom? This Mike Pence character.
Oh.
He didn't have the courage to shake a fly off at a prior debate. But now he's standing up to the Cheeto Messiah, at least a little bit. We've got some sound, and I've never wanted to hear Mike Pence speak more in my life or ever, really, until right now. So, callers, be patient, and you can always be one of the patient chosen ones that join us here on the air at 844-967-2789. But Luke, if you'd be so kind, let's play Mike Pence talking about the Trump indictment. Cut number one, please.
When you look at those midterm elections, you can see that the men and women that were standing for office on the Republican line, who were focused on the real challenges facing the American people and brought real solutions to those challenges, did very well. Frankly, candidates that were focused on the past or relitigating the past didn't fare quite as well.
Not quite as well. That's a nice way of saying if you stood with Trump, you lost. Cut to former VP Mike Pence.
Irrespective of the indictment, I want the American people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution.
Trump said it again today. If Mike Pence had just done what he could have done and overturned the outcome of the election, he was in a ceremonial role.
Today, as Pence speaks today, Donald Trump would once again want and claims Mike Pence has the ability to put Donald Trump over the Constitution. Now, Donald Trump has said he wants to like get rid of some of the parts of the Constitution. A little more from the VP getting a backbone. Cut number three, please.
I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Now, I would point out in a very Scott Walker-like fashion, Pence is also running for president at this time. He is setting the criterion for his opponents, right? Just pointing that out.
Let's play the next one, if you would, please, Luke.
I had hoped that this issue and the judgment of the president's actions that day would be left to the American people. But now it's been brought in a criminal indictment, and I can't assess whether or not the government has the evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt what they assert in the indictment.
Yeah, but you were there. What do you think, man? If you were on that jury, just like you, CJ, what would you say? Hang Mike Pence! Hang Mike Pence! I mean, the fact that he has got, what, a spine. He's got more backbone now than he did then. Because what? Because Trump's damaged goods now.
Dominic, I don't know if you know, but the Daily Beast is reporting former Vice President Mike Pence couldn't miss an opportunity to make some bank by trolling his old boss, Donald Trump, after his January 6th indictment. Pence's campaign will reportedly begin selling new shirts and hats on Thursday. That's today, Dom, with the phrase, and this apparently how Donald Trump described his VP. You're too honest. Which the indictment alleges Trump told Pence after he refused to play along with Trump's scheme to overturn the 2020 election. According to the 45-page indictment, Trump berated Pence because he opposed a lawsuit that would have allowed the vice president to reject return votes to the states. Following Trump's third indictment, now third arraignment, Pence has been more critical of the former boss than ever, posting, anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And at an event in Indianapolis on Wednesday, Pence said Trump was surrounded by crackpot lawyers who kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We got a little more sound of Pence, including the crackpot lawyers, a little bit from Bill Barr. It's amazing. These folks who facilitated, right, and backed up and were part of it by their action or inaction. We got some more sound of that. And your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Bill Barr, very damning of the man, but would still consider voting for Donald Trump, he said today.
Does your financial strategy include?
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 62. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids on this beautiful Thursday night here at Witter Field, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will host the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in a game which has a lot of postseason implications on the line here on this beautiful night. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, it was a game yesterday where the Rafters were able to take the third straight game off of the Woodchucks. They won 7-4, but Wausau made it close. Specifically, you take it to towards the end of that game, Wausau had a three-run shot in the bottom of the seventh. They cut it to 7-4. And then the Rafters, for them, it was just about finishing the game. And they certainly did that. Jack Brockmore stepped on the mound and certainly provided a spark for them on the pitching side of things, which they were able to get it done. But a game today where Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Rapids are going toe-to-toe. The Dock Spiders have been playing impressive baseball, to say the least. They've won five of their past six. Losing the Rafters, though, back on July the 23rd, they since then have swept Lakeshore and Madison and split with Green Bay. They've outscored those teams in doing so 39-21. So they've really gotten the bats going. A team that bats a 239, though, as a team, which 22nd in the Northwoods League. Also 498 hits, which is 15th. So a lot in the bottom half of the league when it comes to the offensive side. But they're a team, though, that has been struck out a lot, 566 times, which is second in the league. So they swing out a lot of pitches, but they've really started to play well. You look at this team, you know, they're tied for second with the Rafters right now, both a half game back of first. They're 15-12. Wisconsin Rapids is 14-11. They played a game less than the Dock Spiders, but they, when you look at this, both teams are chasing Madison. Only a half game back. Madison is 16-12. So they're fifth in the Great Lakes West overall at 28-34. Did not have a good start. But since then, the second half has really been where they've started to come on as a team. So in their last 10, they've been batting a 270. And they've really had the bats going. 51 runs, 93 hits, and 45 RBIs because of it. But when they're against the Rafters, that's when their numbers go down. And they certainly do on the batting average side. Batting a 209, 68 hits and 28 RBIs against the Rafters this season. So it will be interesting to see how they can adjust to where the numbers really haven't been in their favor. So they're a team, though, that is going with Jacob Young on the mound. So Young, a guy out of Fairmont State from Lyle, Illinois, and a guy that's had a 2-1 record for them in six games appeared in. Brady Catterhagen goes behind the dish tonight. He's at catcher. Seth Sweetchick at first. Jake Serrain at second. Graydon West back at third base. And Drew Berrigan, a guy that they cannot rave about enough. He has done such a great job at that sixth position. Parker Knoll at left field. Jack Peterson at center, and Jared Heinzen at right field. So a good lineup for the Dock Spiders, managed by field manager Doug Coe, and the only coach here tonight for them. So he's a bit short-staffed on the coaching side, so we'll see how he can adjust. So that certainly has done his job. You take it to last night, they took down the Rockers 10-3, so they really got it going. Specifically, early on, they had a three-run home run, and then from there on, they really did not look back. They dominated the Rockers at Capital Credit Union Park. So, Dock Spiders, they've been playing very good baseball. As for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Johnny Ancervitz is going to get the start on the mound. And the Raptors, for them, they have the best overall record in the Great Lakes West, 34-26. They finished second in the first half behind Green Bay, but they're 14-11 here in the second half. They're a half game back of first. But what's interesting for them is when it comes to the home games, they're only 16-15 this season at home. They're 18-11 on the road, so they definitely have the road warriors. You know, they have adopted that, and they've certainly have been on top of things when it comes to going away from Witherfield. But the key is, can they get it done here in front of a lively crowd, almost a sold-out crowd here at Witherfield? Wisconsin Rapids leads the series over the Dock Spiders 7-3. They've won the last three in a row and have won seven of the past nine against them. They've outscored them 37-29, though. But at Witherfield, they're 3-2 against the Dock Spiders, and they've outscored them 19-18 here. So it's been close. I mean, these two teams, when they meet here at Witherfield, they go toe-to-toe, and we're certainly in for a great matchup between the two. But Wisconsin Rapids, you know, they batted 218. Their numbers dropped down as well. Fond du Lac always seems to get it done the defensive side against them. The Raptors, last time, they were down 2-0, and you take it to the bottom of the sixth. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot into right field. We'll get into him more tonight. He's on the verge of history. So, but Wisconsin Rapids, you know, on the pitching side, they've done well. They've struck out 84 batters and a 2.33 ERA in 89 innings of work. And this is a team, though, has been playing at the top of their game. They've won seven of the past eight and are 7-3 in the past 10. So when it comes to that, they've really started to swing the bat a lot better. Pitching has been great. They had a three-game win streak that was halted by Green Bay, and then they've won four after that. So really for them, they're in a great position here. Only 14-11, a half game back of Madison. Madison is at home against a struggling Wausau tonight. But for them, able to take three straight off of the Woodchucks in a struggling Woodchuck side has been big. So we'll see if this team can continue to put it on. And they're a team, though, batting a .243 as a team. That's 19th in the league. And also 488 hits, which comes in at 16th. Also, 254 RBIs, 22nd as a team, and also 498 strikeouts. So they're up there when it comes to striking out a lot. They're fourth in the league. Fond du Lac is second, and Wisconsin Rapids is fourth. But when they really hurt teams is on the defensive side of the ball. Second in fielding percentage. They're first for saves in the league. And also first in the ERA with a 3.66. So they really get it done when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. They rely on their pitching. Infield has been on top of it. They're second in the least amount of errors and fifth in double plays. So they have a great defensive side of the baseball. And the question is, can they continue to play well? For them, getting up in early leads against Wausau was a big thing. Take it back to yesterday. Five runs in the top of the first, and Wausau really had no answer. They had one swing of the bat from Colin Brigham, but other than that, I mean, Wisconsin Rapids, you know, they were just on top of it. And that's going to be a key. Can they just, well, no, not Brigham. It was Schallenberger that hit that three-run shot. But for them, it's just continuing to put it together on both sides of the ball and making that playoff push. Look, there's about three teams. It's Fond du Lac, Wisconsin Rapids, and Madison all vying for that last spot in the playoff push. So it will be a key, interesting game here today. Massive game as we are coming down to the perhaps the final regular season game is next Saturday. But the Raptors, since then, they have some work to do. As we'll find out how this game gets going in about 8 minutes here on WFHR.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.